This shtickle is gewaldic, what he's going to say here in this Mishnah. Okay, it's not a gewaldic shtickle. The Mishnah says like this, Perek Dalid Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Yonasan Oimer, Kol Mekayim Esatara Ma'oini, Soifa Lekayimah Me'oisher, V'chol Mevatel Esatara Ma'oisher, Soifa Levatlo Me'oini. So anybody that's Mekayim the Torah Me'oini, out of poverty, Soifa Lekayimah Me'oisher. In the end, you'll be Mekayim it out of wealth. Okay, so there's a couple questions. First main question is that's not true. We see many people that learn and they're poor and they remain poor the whole life, right? But also in general, what does it mean? In general, what does it mean? It's called Makaimas a Torah Me'oini. If a person learns Torah out of poverty, they will then learn out of wealth. So he says a Gevaldik Pshat here. His pshat is like this. He says, somebody, and the opposite. If you don't learn Torah when you're wealthy, you won't learn it when you're poor either. So what does it mean? So he says, pshat is like this. He says, when a person is poor, and they look at their poverty, and they say, why did Hashem make me poor? Why did Hashem put me in this situation? Must be because Hashem wants me. I have nothing else to do. So Hashem wants me to be Isaac Batara. Must be. So he says that I don't have buildings to manage. I don't have properties all over the planet. I don't have things to employees. I'm a simple guy. So if I'm a simple guy, must be Hashem put me in that situation so that I can learn. I have extra time to learn. Right? So he says, anyone that will learn will take that lesson and say, Hashem put me in this situation in order for me to be able to learn. So in the end, soifoi l'kaima me'oisha. In the end, even if when he becomes wealthy, nothing will change. Because someone that takes the situation and turns it and makes the best out of it, even if the situation becomes a different one, they'll always be trained to look at it through those lenses. So therefore, the person who takes his poverty or his simple lifestyle and says, that's a simon min hashamayim, I'm not supposed to be busy all over the world. I'm supposed to do my thing. And I'm supposed to do my thing. And I'm supposed to learn. I'm supposed to be serious. Then no matter what happens, they won't budge. Okay? However, someone when they're wealthy and they say to themselves, oh, you know why I'm wealthy? Must be that I'm supposed to be making money. That's my purpose in the world. Otherwise, why would Hashem bless me with all this stuff? So therefore, I don't need to learn. You know, it's not for me. Learning is for the people that are not in my position. In the end, even when he has no money, he also won't learn. Because he's taking things in a whole different perspective. He's allowing the situation to dictate to him what's right and what's wrong. So in other words, the point is that a person has to know what's right, what's wrong, then define the situation around him based on that and say, well, you know, if I'm, you know, I have to do what's right regardless. So that's the way he learns the Mishnah. It's a very, very interesting pshat. And he says, it's similar, he says, that's what he's saying, hollow. We say in Halal, Tzara v'yagon emtza uv'shem Hashem ekra. Right? When I have a Tzara, I call out to Hashem. Right? So he says, it doesn't just mean when you have Tzara, you call out to Hashem. It means because of the Tzara, you call out to Hashem. You say to yourself, why did Hashem put me in this situation? Must be he wants me to spend more time davening, spend more time learning. Right? So Tzara v'yagon emtza, when I'm given a Tzara and a Yagon, the opposite, B'shem Hashem Ekra, that's the purpose of it, not just that's the response. The whole purpose of the situation is in order for us to use it as a springboard to be able to connect more. Okay? So that's how he learns that pasuk also, similar concept. So the Soif Sukal Makayim Satarame Oini means he used the Oini, he used that difficulty to catapult himself to a higher level of Torah learning. So you see, this guy's equipped to be able to change anything and use it in the right perspective. Just like we say, Tzara v'yagon emtza, when I hit Tzara v'yagon, b'shem Hashem ekra, I use it as a siman that I need to call out to Hashem again more. Okay. Now, okay. Now, then he says another pshat. This other pshat is fantastic pshat. It's kivaldik pshat. Again, the question is that how come there are many people that study when they're poor and they remain poor their whole life? The Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says called makayim es haTorah me'ayini. Someone that learns Torah when they're poor, so full of kaima ma'osher, he'll be able to be makayim the Torah out of wealth eventually, right? So what's pshat? So he says amazing pshat. He says somebody in the beginning when someone starts making a decision, starts getting involved in learning. Obviously, the more this time they spend learning, the more that affects their lifestyle. You know, they have to cut out some business meetings here and there. They have to cut out a little bit of time business. Eventually, it cuts into their lifestyle. Or a person makes a decision when they're young and they say, I'm going to stay in learning my whole life. Okay, I'm going to be a Rebbe. I'm going to do something. That cuts into your lifestyle. In the beginning, it's very difficult because you see the people around you. Okay, you see the people around you. This guy's making money all over the place. This guy is, you know, this guy, your old friend is an accountant, is a lawyer for a major firm, and this guy's making money, and you're still doing your thing, you know. So it's difficult. So he says, if a person learns the Torah, me'oini, even though they view themselves as poor. Okay, and they wouldn't mind having a little more stuff. They look around, whoa, everyone else has stuff, and I'm sitting here, you know. If you do that, eventually you become an usher. Because how did we define ashirus? How did we define wealth in the beginning of this chapter? Ezua asher, who's wealthy? Hasamech b'chelko, if you're happy with what you have. It says, in the end, the person who learns Torah out of poverty, thinking that, oh, I don't have, and I'm sacrificing and everything, in the end, they'll realize that what they have is amazing. They're not going to need more. So they'll become an usher. They'll realize that their portion is exactly what they need. And they're going to be so satisfied with what they have that they're going to look around the people around them and be like, you're nuts. What do you need this stuff
for? It's not that they become wealthy. It's that they appreciate what they have and they feel wealthy.
Exactly. That's a bigger bracha than, that's a bigger bracha than anything else. All right? So and that's taka true. And this is taka true, that a person, maybe in the beginning when they dedicate themselves to learning, they're looking around and they're like, hey, maybe they're a little bit jealous of the people that are making money. And whoa, this guy, look where he's at, look where he's going, you know. And then all of a sudden they're like, one second, this is amazing. My life is great. These guys are spending their whole life running after whatever they don't even know what they're running after. Okay. Interestingly, this Monday night, we had a Zoom high school class reunion. Okay, 23 years high school graduation. So some guy sent out an email to
all my classmates. That's genius, by the way. I love it.
Yeah, it was amazing. Because they had originally wanted to make a class reunion on the 20th year graduation reunion, and no one came. But this Zoom thing, everyone showed up. And all of a sudden, one guy, I don't know if I don't think he's from anymore, this guy. He never got married. He never got married, and he's like, you know, whatever. And I don't think he's from, and he's an actor in Hollywood. I don't know what he does. But he's like a famous guy, apparently. And everyone started Googling him. He has like this fake name, and he does shows and whatever. I don't know. Anyway, afterwards, he's like, you know, I'm really jealous of all you guys. Everyone, you talk about your families, you're talking about your kids, you're talking about your lifestyle. And here I am, you know, I'm 40, whatever. I don't have a family. And, I have a lot of other stuff, but it's not making me happy, you know? So, you know, this is exactly what Reb Chaim Volozhiner is saying. He's saying, in the beginning, maybe a person's giving up something by dedicating themselves to Torah study. And then they realize, no, they're happy with it. They're usher. Ezra, so call Makayim Satara Ma'oini, Soifel Akaima Ma'osher. It's an amazing shot. He'll end up being a rich man because he'll be happy with what he has. There is a Rav Ritva Kuttner said over that one of the Mefarshim says that call Makayim Satara Ma'oini is also referring to someone that it's hard for them to study. They're poor in brain power. So he says if you're poor in your brain power, in the end you'll be able to makayim me'oisher. In the end you'll be able to learn the Torah in wealth in your brain power. In other words, you'll end up understanding things better. So just the story goes that when Rav Huttner said over this pshat, that even someone who's poor in their brain and doesn't understand things, in the end Hashem will give them a lesson. Rav Aaron Cutler was there. And Rav Aaron Cutler started crying. He says, why are you crying? He says, because I never was able to fulfill that part of the mission. Because he understood everything the first time he learned it. And he was such a genius that he didn't understand he couldn't appreciate somebody who would struggle over understanding it originally. You know, that was what he said. Anyway, I got to run 8:45. Okay, we'll call it a week, and it's Hashem Sunday. We'll pick it up.